Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Greetings and welcome to the 63rd episode of Rock This Town Radio at TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, Cuddles the Cat, we're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio and the 412, that's Pittsburgh, PA. Tonight it's Lithium is My Co-Pilot, Part 2. We'll hear 18 great grunge and alternative rock songs from the 90s, inspired by listening to Sirius XM's Lithium channel on my work commute. Well, I had a little bit of a special intro for Carl tonight that involved a trip he was going to take tomorrow, but that trip has been postponed. So let's bring him in now. Mr. Carl Kafer, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I want my guy who claps. Where is he?
I know.
He escaped prison. I know that.
Yeah, that guy hadn't been on in a while, so I brought him back.
Okay.
So bummer the trip got canceled. You were going to Allentown, Pennsylvania. And I was all ready to talk about Allentown. I had it all set up.
Well, you know what? Somebody already did the Billy Joel joke, so yeah.
Oh well, yeah. I wasn't even going to that end of town. It's the third largest city in Pennsylvania. Did you know that?
Yep. Yeah, I didn't know that actually.
Did you know during the Revolutionary War that the Liberty Bell was there for 9 months?
Actually, I think I do know that.
Yeah,
I've heard that before. It's not in my brain, but yeah.
Yeah, they're afraid the British, when they overtook Philadelphia, they're going to grab that and a bunch of church bells and melt them down. So they smuggled the Liberty Bell out of Philadelphia and took it to Allentown for 9 months and brought it back. In fact, they got a Liberty Bell museum. And I was hoping while you're there that maybe you'd get to see the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs play. But they're out of town all week, so.
Oh, that would have been cool. I would have done that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I would have dragged Joel to a baseball game. Fucking A. By the way, our Pirates?
How about it?
They're doing okay. They're doing okay.
Yep. They just won again today. They won 5 in a row now. So they played at 11:25 or 11:35 this morning.
Strange.
This is some TV thing. I mean, the game was over by 2 p.m. on a Sunday. So.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing, huh?
Nice. Mm-hmm. They're a little streaky for my taste, but hell, I'll work with them.
Okay. And I just found out that one of our loyal listeners, Amy, her cat's having issues. And if anybody's like a prayer type person, pray for Amy's cat, Sheriff Bob.
By the way, just so you know, I do have my BCP, which is the Book of Common Prayer, Episcopalian, and they actually have prayers for animals. So I will say one tonight. I will say one, Miss. The name of the cat.
Sheriff Bob.
Sheriff Bob. Okay. I just
wrote
it down.
Bob.
There you go.
Yes. Okay. Pray for Sheriff Bob. I guess he's having a procedure Tuesday or something. But anyways, we hate to hear any bad news about our listeners and their pets. So hopefully that'll go well. All right, Carl. We have lots of music to get to, so we'll catch you after the playlist. How's that sound?
So I will come in after the set list. So I will talk to you later, my friend.
Yeah, we got to sit through 18 horrible songs to wait for your voice again. Isn't that terrible?
I know. It's terrible.
All right. Get the hell out of here.
Okay, I'm out.
Okay, man. And now Lithium is My Co-Pilot Part 2. And we'll start it off with a band I'll see in 22 days. This is Counting Crows.
slip out the front door like a ghost into a fog where no one notices the contrast of white on white. In between the moon and you, angels get a better view of the crumbling difference between wrong and right. Well, I walk in the air between the rain, through myself and back again, where I don't know. Maria says she's dying, through the door I hear her crying, why I don't know. Round here we always stand up straight. Round here something radiates. Maria came from Nashville with a suitcase in her hand. She says she'd like to meet a boy who looks like Elvis. She walks along the edge of where the ocean meets the land, just like she's walking on a wire in the surface. She parks her car outside my house and takes her clothes off. Says she's close to understanding Jesus, and she knows she's more than just a little misunderstood. She has trouble acting normal.
Help me.
Runaway Train off Soul Asylum's sixth studio album, Gravediggers Union, released in 1993. Before that, Burden in My Hand by Soundgarden, a track found on their 1996 release, Down on the Upside. And we started tonight with Round Here off the eponymous 1993 Counting Crows LP, August and Everything After. I'll see them at the UPMC Event Center at Robert Morris University here in Pittsburgh on June 26th. On to set number two. This is Cracker.
Me. know is dying. Mother Christ, he knows that he is strong as if to die. He's rolling in the Cadillac, his midnight the roof is down. Three shots right out of here, I'm dead, the new king is crowned.
Black or white, you play it, Cadillac,
yeah, the point of time bomb.
Okay, that was Rancid and Time Bomb from their 1995 album, Come Out the Wolves. Excuse me, I'm eating a popsicle. Kind of like, you know, Wolfman Jack did in American Graffiti. Anyways, before Rancid, we heard Bulls on Parade, a track off of Rage Against the Machine's 1996 LP, Evil Empire. Our second set started with Cracker and Teen Angst, What the World Needs Now, a hit from their 1992 self-titled debut album. Still eating a popsicle. Okay, it's less talk and more rock on the big show tonight as we move on to set number three and the Foo Fighters.
Yeah. just how far down do you want to go? Well, we could talk it out over a cup of joe, and you could look deep into my eyes like I was a supermodel. Uh-huh.
Have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps setting up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just dumb?
Green Day with Basket Case from their 1994 album, Dookie. Before Green Day was The Refreshments with Bandidos, a 1995 track from their Wheelie LP. And we started this set with Learn to Fly, one of Foo Fighters' biggest hits from their 1999 album, There's Nothing Left to Lose. We're halfway through our Lithium is My Co-Pilot Part 2 playlist here on The Big Show. And we'll let the late, great Norm MacDonald introduced the first band of set number 4.
And in music news, number 1 on the college charts this summer was Better Than Ezra. And at number 2, Ezra.
The house, hidden behind the window and the
Okay, that was Wood, the lead track from Alice in Chains' second studio album, Dirt, released in 1992. Before Alice in Chains, the Cranberries with Linger from their 1993 LP, Everyone Else Is Doing It, Why Can't We? And we began this set with Good by Better Than Ezra. It's the second track on their 1993 release, Deluxe. Moving on to the next set of some of the best grunge and alternative rock of the 90s, this is Smashing Pumpkins.
Thank you. take away this ball and chain.
That was Ball and Chain from Social Distortion's 1990 self-titled debut album. Before that, we heard Drain You off Nirvana's second release, 1991's Nevermind. And this set started with Smashing Pumpkins and Cherub Rock from their 1993 album, Siamese Dream. Well, we made it to our final set of 90s alternative rock and grunge here on The Big Show. And we begin with Tonic.
We'll be right back. gotta keep them separated. Separated.
Hey, the man is disrespecting me. Take him out.
You gotta keep him separated. Separated.
Hey, man, you're talking back to me. Take him out.
You gotta keep them separated. Separated.
Hey, man, you're disrespecting me. Take him out.
Gotta keep them separated.
Just want you to know.
Buffalo's Native Sons, the Goo Goo Dolls, with Iris from their 1998 album, Dizzy Up the Girl. The song was originally recorded for the soundtrack for the film City of Angels, released the same year. I'll see the Goo Goo Dolls again as a co-headline with OAR at Meriwether Post Pavilion in Columbia, Maryland, in August. The Offspring were in the middle of this last set with Come Out and Play, a track off their third studio album, Smash, released in 1994. And we began with Tonic, a band I saw 2 years ago with Better Than Ezra, who we heard earlier, and Collective Soul. The track we played was Open Up Your Eyes from the 1996 debut album, Lemon Parade. Well, Carl, did you enjoy the 90s alternative rock and grunge ear candy I heard on several work commutes? Great.
Absolutely. You know, the funny thing is, during that time, I was running the store, and unless you went up north to New York on my school runs, the radio stations were pretty shitty. And so, but I was able to get the Buffalo station when I was in the store, so I knew a lot of these songs. I never really paid attention to who was doing them or so on and so forth. But there's one I want to ask you, because I'm always interested in a song I've never heard. And okay, so it's Bandidos, the number 8 track.
Ah, yes.
So what can you tell me about that song, and particularly the band? Because I don't know that at all.
The Refreshments, they had that song came out. That was on the radio. They got a lot of radio play. And, you know, in the bigger markets, of course. I mean, you didn't hear it on WSB. But they had another song, and you put me on the spot. I'm looking it up right now that you may have been even more familiar with. Well, Bandidos is their biggest song. What the hell is the other
one?
But
I really like that one. I mean, I'm going to
– Oh, that's a cool song.
I'll do my own work on the Refreshments, but that's a band I want to know more about.
Well, they were active 92 to 98. They only had 2 studio albums, so that was one of the problems. Let me see if I can find that other song. Down Together. Let's go down together, down together, down together. That was their other big song.
Okay. I'm not sure I ever want you in my choir, though. I'm just saying. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm trying to think exactly how it went, but that was pretty much it. But that whole album they had was fantastic. And they just, I don't know what happened to them. They just kind of fizzled. They had their time in the sun, I guess. They continued, they broke up in 98, and two of the original members continued to tour and play Refreshment songs along with new music, and they're called Roger Klein and the Peacemakers. But yeah, that both Bandidos and Down Together did get a lot of airplay back in the day. So it was kind of neat, and I haven't really heard it much on Lithium, but when it came up that day, I said, oh, hell yeah, I got to have this on there. So.
Yeah, that's cool, because that's a song I didn't know. And I mean, there's so many of them I did. So I'm always just interested in that.
Well, you told me before that you knew the songs, but you didn't know who did them. You know,
right,
I mean,
exactly.
You heard the songs, you didn't know who did them. So that's it, buddy.
All right, man. It was a good playlist, man. You done good, kid.
Yeah, and we're running a little late. So let's get to the birthday songs, and we'll talk after those.
Absolutely, man.
I got a birthday list. Check out my Facebook page or the Rock This Town Radio TC Facebook page for the complete set list for tonight, the playlist, plus the birthday list. But we're going to get to the birthday songs, starting with one of my all-time favorite tunes. This is Dean Martin.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. Nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love. You never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, well, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love.
Your love lifting me higher.
Bob Skaggs with Lido Shuffle from his seventh studio solo album, Silk Degrees, released in 1976. Boz will be 79 on Thursday. Before Boz Skaggs was Jackie Wilson with Higher and Higher, the title track from his 1967 album. Jackie was born on June 9th, 1934, and died on January 21st, 1984. And we started with Dean Martin and You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You, a 1960 hit for the King of Cool. He was born on June 7th, 1917, and died on Christmas Day in 1995. Carl, are you there?
Absolutely. I am here. I'm actually ready. It's a scary thing.
Ah, good. So we got a good week coming up on Deviant Legion. And
it's kind of on the other end because I was planning this trip.
Yeah, you weren't planning on being around.
Exactly. Well, you know, that might be good for some people. I'm just saying.
giving us a break,
I'm sure my former partner is very disappointed I'm not leaving. But that being said, what I can tell you is this. I know that this week, and I'm thinking Tuesday, that Rachel and I will start our LGBTQ commentary watches with The Favorite, which is a film by Yorgos Lanthimos. I'm thinking that's going to be Tuesday. Thursday, we have scheduled Vicky in her intent show. She has not been well. And she had laryngitis and that, so we've had to cancel a couple of weeks. But I'm hoping that will happen Thursday. And then let's see, what else do we have here? And then, of course, there is tomorrow. So why don't you talk to us about tomorrow and what is happening?
Yes, I was wondering how you skipped by Monday and went right to Tuesday.
Well, you see, I want to go through everything else and then give you the mic because you have two shows to talk about. You see, I think of you.
Yes, I do. I think you're being selfish. I really do.
Oh,
but that's okay. Yeah, tomorrow night. Never did a show on Monday night, and tomorrow night's the night. It's a special Monday episode on Rock This Town Radio at TC as we welcome our first ever musical artist to the big show. Hope you can join us for Marshmallow Overcoat Monday with Tyler Calkins. We'll be playing 15 original songs by this Bradford, PA rock band and getting insight to the songs by the founding member, songwriter, and frontman, Tyler Calkins, including some band history and highlights. And I'll tell you, he's just a great, great guy. And I haven't talked to him in a while. I worked with this band before, and I'm really looking, they've had changes. And what's going to be cool, he picked songs, and he put them in chronological order. So you'll be able to hear this band actually grow and develop into what they are today. And I'm really excited about that one. So the next Sunday, we're going to do basically the same thing, but it's an evening with Jeff Fetterman as he joins the big show to showcase some of his excellent original blues songs and talk about his success-filled career. So we're kind of going in a different direction for a couple shows. And I'm really excited about it. What's your name again? Oh, Carl. Yeah, I told Carl. Brain fart. I told Carl.
Fuck you.
I know. Remember I told you I kind of feel like Howard Stern doing these two shows. So I hope it turns out a little better than that. But, I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I know you've never met Tyler. And, of course, you know Jeff. So this will be a lot of fun. But please, hope you can join us tomorrow night. This is going to be exciting. And I know Tyler is sharing a hell out of the link and getting all his fans on it. So we're going to have a lot of listeners tomorrow night, I believe.
Good.
Hope I don't screw it up.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Oh, of course.
And if you do screw it up, it'll be funny anyway. So there you go.
There you go. Sometimes it's better when I do screw up. So that's what we got coming up. And, of course, you can find all our great podcasts right here on the Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live or catch any of our shows in the on-demand episodes archive whenever it works for you. What else we got going on, Carl? Is that about it?
That's about it. I've got something I'm going to announce here in a couple of days, but not until it's all set in stone. So there'll be something going on here in a couple of weeks.
Oh, it sucks you don't get to go out of town tomorrow. I was kind of looking.
Yeah,
I may be going out of town
in a couple of weeks. So we'll just see.
Yeah, you might be coming my way.
Yeah. Well, we'll leave it at that at this point.
Yeah, in the area. So that'd be fun. I'll make sure to alert the authorities.
Please do.
Have a open bed at Western Psych just in case. Yeah. Hey, I might have you in the back of my ambulance. Who knows?
Who knows? So, hopefully not.
Yeah. I hope so too. Okay, buddy. I think we actually got done a little early, which is surprising. I thought we'd be right up against the clock, but that's all good. Anything else, bud?
No, we're good. We're good.
All right. No, we'll see you tomorrow night, right?
Absolutely. We'll talk about it after the show.
Okay, man. Have a good night. Thanks for joining us, as always. You know, you make the show marginally better, and I appreciate that.
Listen,
marginally.
I give you the key. Don't forget that.
definitely. Okay, man. I'll talk to you after the
All
show.
All right, man.
Okay. See you, bud. Okay, pull up our Facebook page after the show for tonight's playlist and follow us on Rock This Town Radio with TC on Facebook. Check out my YouTube channel at TCC77 for concert videos that I've shot of shows around the country. Quite a few of the bands you heard tonight are represented on my channel. I got videos of Better Than Ezra, Tonic, Counting Crows. Hell, there's a lot of them. Okay, that's TCC77 on YouTube. We hope you enjoyed our show tonight. On behalf of Carl and Cuddles the Cat, we hope that you have a safe and happy week. And speaking of cats, again, Amy, we're all pulling for Sheriff Bob, and we hope that works out well for you. And as us cool cats say, we'll see you on the flip side.